Howdy, Frank Show. UFC 157, Rousey versus Carmouche, will be held at the Honda Center in Anaheim this Saturday and will be available on pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Now, tickets are still available at Honda Center box office and Ticketmaster.com. This is a very historic event, as UFC 157 will be headlined by the first women's fight in UFC history. And here, I think he's here to tell us about, there's the doorbell, here to tell us about it is the president himself of the UFC. Dana White is here. Hello, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Good morning.
Have a seat. It's such a pleasure to have you here. I think we talked on the phone before. You called into the show.
No, appreciate the support. How are you?
Good.
Doing awesome. This big event on Saturday, UFC 157.
Yeah.
History is being made.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, for a long time, my position was I wouldn't bring women into the UFC.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I changed my mind.
Now, was it
Ronda? What
Ron-
was it?
Yeah.
Was it was Ronda.
It was Ronda.
Obviously, for those people that don't know, Ronda Rousey is a fighter. She's 9-0. She's undefeated. But she's been training in judo since she was 6 years old. She medaled in Beijing.
Her mother did, too.
Yeah. Her mom is really good, too.
Right.
That's how she got into judo. And have you guys watched the Primetime series on the fight? UFC Primetime. And basically goes into the lives and tells the stories of her and
their
Liz Carmouche.
Their training, right. Leading up to the fight.
I'm telling you, it is awesome. It is awesome. If you watch, you can go on YouTube and watch it. It's called UFC 157 Primetime, Rousey versus Carmouche. If you watch it, there's no way that you don't want to watch the fight after you see the show.
Well, I mean, Ronda was in here. She was on the show. I mean, we had her in for a couple of breaks, and you know, we were talking to her, and she's
great
just
personality.
Great
too,
personality,
yeah.
Gorgeous, a badass, right. Knows her sport, and super confident. Like, she's like, no, bring it on. Right. I mean, you're just like, oh my God.
I had her get Heidi in the arm bar.
Yeah, she did get me in an arm bar. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, you liked it a little too much.
I was like, oh God, let's do it again. No, but I can see, and it was amazing because I was like, I'm curious as to, because that's her move that you just can't get out of. And she sort of lightly put me in it. And I thought, that is true. Once you're in that position, I was like, is there a way that I could maybe, as she's got me, could I kick my leg back like and try to get out of it? And you're just like, she gets you there. You're done. So if Liz Carmouche gets in that armbar, I don't know. I mean, that's obviously her biggest thing is she's got to try to avoid that, right?
One of the amazing things about Ronda, too, is all these people that go in to fight her know exactly what she's going to do and still can't stop it. In nine fights, her nine fights have lasted a total of 9 minutes and 28 seconds.
For all nine fights?
All nine fights.
Oh, my God.
It's exciting. It doesn't last very, very long. And I know that you love to have exciting fights. And nothing irks you more than to see guys just push on each other for three rounds.
Yeah. No, it drives me crazy. One of the things about this fight, too, that I think that's really interesting about matching these girls up. Ronda's 9-0. Liz is 7-2. And they both want to get to the ground. Obviously, Ronda likes to pull off the armbar, but Liz is one of those people that gets that top position and is real nasty with punches and elbows from the top. So
tenacious. I mean, this girl, like, she never slows down. She's completely fit as far as like her.
Oh my God! Yeah,
her aerobic ability.
And Liz is. I was on Larry King with her yesterday. And she's sitting next to me, and she is just, I mean, shredded, ripped beyond. I mean,
it's
crazy.
It's getting close to the fight.
And they're cutting weight now, so they're cutting weight. They got to weigh in at 135 pounds.
The odds makers, what are they saying? I mean, is it a big favor one way or the other?
Ronda's a big favorite. I mean,
big favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Ronda can beat men. You know what I mean? I mean, Ronda's at a I had this discussion with Tiki Barber this morning, and he's like, "Come on, let's take a 35-year-old, 6'3". Athletic, in shape. I said, let's take a 24-year-old, 6'4", 240-pound, in decent shape, and had a couple fights. Ronda will beat him.
Whoa!
Yes.
So if you're unfamiliar, I mean, with the pay-per-view, you can go down to the Honda Center. It is a hell of an event. I mean, to actually go and be there live at the Honda Center to see this, the energy that happens at a live UFC event is amazing, and the undercard is great. I mean, Dan Henderson, Lyoto Machida. I mean, I love Dan Henderson. He's been in like some of the best fights of all time in UFC history.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about the Rousey Carmouche fight, but the undercard of this thing, the co-main event is Henderson versus Machida. The winner of that fight fights John Jones. We got Uriah Faber versus Menjivar, and the fight that I'm really pumped for is Koscheck versus Robbie Lawler, which will be an absolute war. And then we got the undercard of the undercard too. So the whole night's going to be awesome.
How has it been hooking up with Fox and putting the UFC on like the the cable, the national level? I mean, has it really brought a huge audience?
You know, if you look at the UFC and what we've done in the last, 15 years, and to be in business with guys that are so young, smart, and aggressive, and do business the way that we do business, it's I couldn't be in a. I did a 7-year deal with Fox, and I could not be happier.
Well, my sister-in-law Tara, who listens to the show, and she is a huge. She heard that you were coming on, and she texted, "Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm so excited, Dana White! Oh my god! Oh, so tell them." And I'm like, "Relax." But she's like, she's into it, and this is a woman that you wouldn't even think you'd see, and wouldn't even know that UFC was on her radar. Huge fan, buys the fights, wants to go to a fight, has never been live, wants to go to a fight. And so, yeah, it's people like that that you're bringing too.
It's
also
crazy.
It's not just for guys anymore.
Right. Well, when we got into this thing, the no-brainer was males 18 to 34. We crushed that demo. We do huge numbers with males 18 to 34. I never saw the women's side of this thing coming. Not only how about the women being such huge fans, but eventually women fighting in the UFC. But there was this report that was done one time on girls who do women's trips to Vegas to go see the UFC. So it's
because you seriously, you're watching
you
a bunch of
crowd,
hot guys.
If you're at the pay-per-view and you're watching that, they pan the crowd.
It's stacked with hot
true.
Ladies.
It really is. It really is.
Because
we don't place that.
I know.
They buy tickets and
but
come.
But it makes sense. It's like there's a bunch of, the UFC fighters are extremely macho, in great shape, good looking. And so, of course, women are going to be like, yeah, I'd like to watch them get all sweaty and fight. It makes total
and at home,
sense.
It's become major social events. It's you're coming over, I'm having
a party
UFC tonight.
Yeah.
And people are having parties.
And what's cool about when you come to Vegas, like you come to Vegas for the weekend, you fly in Friday night. Our weigh-ins are a big event. You know, we've had 10,000 people show up to the weigh-ins. 10,000 people.
Now, what's so special about that? Do you just get to see how close or is there trash talk?
No, it's energy.
Yeah, it's just the buzz and the energy. If you're excited for the fight already, and then you go to the weigh-ins, and you're seeing which guy. That's where you really find out who's mentally there.
Eye of the tiger.
It's so awesome. I actually love the weigh-ins, too. But you come in Friday, you do the weigh-ins, and then Saturday, the event kicks off at 7 o'clock. You're out by 10. People go to dinner, and then they go out to the clubs. It's like the perfect weekend in Vegas.
Nice.
And you, Dana White, you are a fan favorite in your own right, as far as, like, you know, because I think that you are the president of the UFC, but you're also the president of the fans. But I think that you look out for what the fans' interests are, and that you want to put on entertaining fights. And if there are complaints, you kind of speak up for the fan.
Yeah, I feel like my job is to put on the fights that people want to see. I mean, that's my job.
You never want somebody to come and go, that was lame fight. Glad I bought that.
Or
great.
Not to set up fights. Ever. I don't ever want people walking away from our fights and saying that. The other thing is that this is one of those sports that's very fan accessible. Has been since day one when we were small, and now that we're doing, we're in a billion homes worldwide on television, we're still the same way.
Can you go anyplace now and not be recognized? You, yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about me is, like, people don't ever run up. Like, let me tell you what, you go out with George St. Pierre or Chuck Liddell or some of these guys, they're getting mobbed. People see me and they're like, UFC guy, what's up,
UFC guy.
Yeah, nobody's ever really.
But I go to high school, you look familiar.
I see your face every day in my bathroom because you're on my can of shaving cream.
Yeah.
What? But
he does it for Edge.
Edge shave gel.
Edge shave gel. There's right there looking at me every morning. I'm like, hey, Dana White.
So you're used to seeing him in the morning.
I'm used to seeing his face every single day.
My can is sensitive skin. I'm on a sensitive skin.
Oh, I'm a sensitive skin too.
That's why I got it.
Oh,
Dana too. It really meant something. Now, you mentioned the California kid, Uriah Faber. He's another fan favorite, and he's on this undercard for 157 that's coming up here at the Honda Center this Saturday. Now, wasn't the particular weight class that Uriah is in, that when you started long ago, you didn't go with the lighter guys either?
Yeah, we didn't go below 155 pounds. And as the sport has grown and evolved, we keep adding weight classes. We're eventually going to be doing 115 pounders,
Now, what was the reason earlier on that you wouldn't go under 150? I mean, just.
Well, as we started to grow, first of all, there's only so many fights we were putting on a year.
Right.
And then we were only on pay-per-view. Then we got on free television. And then obviously when we got the Fox deal, and then as we continue to expand around the world, like I said, right now, the UFC is in 175 countries, 23 different languages, and over a billion homes worldwide on television.
And that's one thing I want to cover. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Because I want to talk about the Olympic Committee and their decision to get rid of wrestling.
Right.
And how, it just doesn't seem like the timing with the success of UFC and that being one of the base. One of the bigger bases of MMA to actually eliminate it. It seems weird. I want to talk to you about that. We also have some people calling in. I want to talk to you. 1-800-955-5567. More with Dana White when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.